All right, on today's Winning Cures Everything, we got to talk a little Pac-12, a little realignment stuff, some ACC and FSU Clemson proposals that have been brought up. Cam Rising, what a mess that is. South Alabama took care of business last night. And we're going to do our underdog outright winners and where is game day going for week number 5.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. In order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Can you believe it? It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
All right. Let's go on and get to it. Look, let's start off with this. I had a good time with Sammy P last night on Chicken Dinner. That was a fantastic show. So make sure you check out that podcast, Chicken Dinner with Sammy P. And Corby was on with me, of course, from multiple BetUS shows, most notably the BetUS college football show, college basketball show, excuse me, and the MLB show. He's on there all the time. Corby is super smart. We had a good time last night. Really, really good time. Three Dog Thursday, I was on with TJ yesterday as well. What else do we have on the show? The BetUS college football show we did on Tuesday and Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern time. We're here every Tuesday and Wednesday, but we had a good time with those as well. So make sure and check out all those other shows. I'm consistently doing content, it feels like. It certainly feels like. All right. Let's talk about, by the way, bettingcfb.com. That's where you can become a member, $5 a month, $50 for the year. Put out some plays. We had South Alabama last night. That one hit. You know, make sure that you are a part of that over there. We have a good time at bettingcfb.com. And make sure that you are subscribed, of course, on the YouTube and the podcast for Winning Cures Everything. So we post different stuff everywhere. It's all over the map, but I would appreciate it if you would do that. All right, let's get into it. The Pac-12. The Pac-12 is... So they're talking, obviously, with Memphis and Tulane. It looks like those are going to happen. A lot of it depends on what the real prognostication is for TV revenue. Will the AAC get a better deal? Will the Pac-12 get a better deal? It would appear that the Pac-12, these teams could earn more money. Maybe double, right? AAC schools are getting about $7 million a year. All the numbers that are thrown out, everything's fake right now. It doesn't matter. But there are other options in the market now that TNT needs live sports, that the CW is getting into the game. And it looks like the Pac-12 could be getting about $15 million per school per year. That could be interesting. But it was revealed that they are, you know, Ross Dellinger put out something about how UTSA is in talks with the Pac-12. Jeff Traylor, the head coach of UTSA football, he announced that, yeah, there are conversations that are going on with the Pac-12 and that school. I found that interesting. Obviously, UNLV, the Nevada Board of Regents, the Nevada State regulators, whatever, they said that there is no package deal with Nevada and UNLV, so UNLV would be free to go as well. So it makes sense, right? Memphis, that's a big market. New Orleans for Tulane, that's a big market. UTSA is in San Antonio, that's a big market. And UNLV, that is also a big market. But Ross Dellinger put out that USF is also potentially in talks. Tampa, of course, a big market, but man, that's a haul. Like, that is a long, long way. Here's the issue. If you are Memphis, if you are Tulane, if you are USF, whoever, and you are waiting around for the ACC, and we're going to talk about the ACC in just a minute, there is no guarantee that the ACC would want you, right, for any of these schools. All of these schools have been passed up in the past. If you stick around in the AAC, there's no guarantee that you're going to be getting a better contract because, obviously, your four biggest schools, SMU, Houston, Cincinnati, UCF, they all have gone on to greener pastures. There's no guarantee. I mean, SMU, to get into the ACC, had to basically forfeit their media rights for like 9 years. How many of these schools have got billionaire boosters that are willing to float the athletic program for as long as it takes to make sure that you are in a power conference? Not many. I don't think any, honestly. So when I look at this, all of these make sense because of markets, right? But also because UTSA, USF, Memphis, Tulane, those are all competitive athletic programs. They all take pride in what they're doing, and they want to be in a better neighborhood, as Gary Parish would say. Just because you're not going to a Power Four league does not mean that you are not moving up to a better neighborhood. So there's obviously still details to get worked out, but I think Memphis and Tulane, it looks like those are pretty solid. Now we just got to figure out UNLV, UTSA, USF. Which two of the three are going to get picked? And, I mean, if USF is willing to take on that kind of travel, then, okay, that would make sense. But, man, I feel like you have to be in Las Vegas. You got to take UNLV. But maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just me. All right, moving on. The ACC and Florida State and Clemson are discussing a proposal to adjust their revenue formula to basically give more money to the schools that have higher TV ratings, and that goes along with the success initiative that they've had, that they just put in place, where if you make it to the CFP, if you make it to the ACC title game, if you win games in the playoff, if you win bowl games, you get more money, right? So it's an unequal revenue sharing situation, which is different from the other big conferences, right? We saw an unequal revenue share fail in the Big 12 because Texas was able to do their own thing. They got more money. Everybody was pissed off, and everybody started leaving, right? Nebraska went over to the Big 10. Colorado went to the Pac-12. Texas A&M went to the SEC. Missouri followed them. Like, it was a whole thing. But in the ACC's case, I mean, it could potentially work because everybody understands, okay, these are the big dogs, and if we lose them, then we are done. We have nothing else to... The TV market will not look kindly on us as a group, even if we continue to keep North Carolina and Virginia and Miami, etc., right? And I'm not leaving anybody out on purpose. I'm just tossing names out there. But you won't be able to replace them. You can't bring in Memphis and Tulane or Memphis and USF to replace Florida State and Clemson. It's just not the same thing. So maybe this would work for the ACC. I mean, you're throwing stuff at the wall just to see what sticks right now because you can't have them leave. So you got to find ways to make them happy to where it makes up at least some... Because honestly, Florida State and Clemson, do they want to go to the Big Ten or the SEC? You could say yes, that you want to have a better schedule, you want to da-da-da-da, but as far as winning is concerned, you're better off in the ACC. So if you can find a way to, quote-unquote, earn, so what they're doing now, this proposal to adjust their revenue formula, teams that have higher TV ratings, whose brands matter more, et cetera, they get picked for more national games, all that, they are going to make more money. And, no, it might not seem fair, but if we're looking at the world in reality, it's absolutely fair because we understand what their value is if they are gone. So if they leave, you know that your TV deal is not worth anything. ESPN probably wouldn't even pick up the option in February of 2025 if Florida State and Clemson are gone. And then once they're gone, everybody else decides to start trying to split as well. So if you're the ACC and you're trying to keep things together, well, yeah, then Florida State and Clemson should be making more than everybody else. It's not the way that it's typically worked, but this is a different time. It's a different time. It's a different thing. So I'm curious about it. I want to see what ends up happening. But this is a new thing. This is different. Cam Rising news. I guess it didn't come out, but now it looks like he's going to play. Some sources have sent me that information, and they have sent several other people that kind of information, and the market is insanely volatile. Utah today is now a 1.5 or 2-point favorite. Again. Yesterday morning, they were a 3-point underdog for about 30 minutes, and then got back to 2.5, but they were a 2.5-point underdog for the most part, consensus. The day before that, Utah was a 2.5-point favorite because news had come out on Monday afternoon that Cam Rising was going to play. So we have seen this number go through zero multiple times, and I'm going to tell you, I don't trust any of it. I don't know what to think about it. I am not betting this game. This is absurd. We have done this, it feels like so many years with Cam Rising, with these injuries, and Whittingham never tells you, because he doesn't have to. Until they come up with some kind of injury something like the NFL has, then there's just no, because you never really hear people arguing over what the injury report says in the NFL. But in college, they don't have to give any kind of information about nothing. So you start to hear competing sources on this stuff. So Cam Rising, maybe he plays, maybe he doesn't. Right now, it looks like he will. We're not really going to know until like 90 minutes before the game. So we'll figure it out at that point. South Alabama last night, 48-14 win in Boone, North Carolina. And good gracious, I mean, they took over that ball game. If you look at the numbers, South Alabama was fantastic on offense. But it's not like App State was bad. They just couldn't appear to finish drives. Like, that was the craziest thing. Like, Lord, one of the touchdowns that App State scored was a Hail Mary at the end, the very last play of the first half. I mean, it was just bananas. 47-yard touchdown on the last play of that first half. Defensively, South Alabama, their stop rate, the stop rate was 60% for them. App State was 30%. And if you want to know what a stop rate is, The Athletic came up with this. And it's, you know, it basically three and outs, right? Three and outs or turnovers or whatever. Like, how many stops can you get in a game? And they got a 60% stop rate. But it's not, they didn't create a ton of havoc. Only 4% havoc created for South Alabama. Only 2 tackles for loss. Like, it was just, they just handled it. App State had 2 turnovers. They had 1 fumble, 1 interception. South Alabama had 1 turnover. So, I mean, a -1 turnover margin should not turn into a 34-point beatdown at home in front of a sold-out crowd on a weeknight. But this is one that we gave out on bettingcfb.com where I felt pretty good about South Alabama in this game because, one, of the schedule spot, App State just come off of a big comeback spot against East Carolina, and next week they host Liberty in what has, you know, been called a huge, huge G5 game when it comes to the playoff and whatnot. Liberty has to be able to win that game. So App State, of course, paying a little bit of attention to that. Well, South Alabama came in. Gio Lopez is an absolute beast. Absolute beast. But listen to these numbers. 0.24 EPA per play for South Alabama, -0.27 for App. That 0.24 is 86th percentile when you look at a gameonpaper.com. I mean, explosive play rate was 12%. That's in the 85th percentile. Third down success for South Alabama, 62%. That's in the 91st percentile. They were 75% red zone success rate, 94th percentile. Just fantastic numbers from South Alabama. I'm curious what to do with these guys. I mean, they gave up 52 to North Texas in the opening game. I don't know what to do with it. And then, of course, the Ohio game, Gio Lopez didn't play, so that becomes a whole thing. But, yeah, I like the South Alabama team. I'm curious. This is the kind of game, if you're Sean Clark, you cannot be losing games like this, especially at home. 48-14? You know, App State has already been kind of questionable, teetering, if you will, and people down there are not super happy with this. So they need to show something. And then last thing before we get into...
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
You know, these most likely underdog outright upsets. Dan Mullen came out and said that he told Florida, when they fired him back in 2021, he told them back then to hire Lane Kiffin, and they didn't do it. Now, first off, did you think that they were going to listen to you? I mean, you would, I'm not going to say you ran the program into the ground, because you didn't, but they were trying to get rid of you. So why would they take your opinion on this? Like, it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. He was telling this to, let's see, Zach Gelb, the host of the Zach Gelb Show on SiriusXM. And he said, they asked me, and I said, hey, I'd go hire Lane Kiffin right now. I said, hey, you're going to try and get rid of me. I'd go hire Lane Kiffin from Ole Miss right now. He kind of has that, he said, a little bit of that it factor. He said, you know they love points in Florida. He's going to continue the offense to run points. He's yeah. I mean, this stuff was fantastic. So, and at that point, they still had Anthony Richardson. So that would have been fantastic. I mean, Kiffin with Richardson, I mean, golly, that would have been awesome. Would have been awesome. So, yeah, Florida probably should have gone this route to begin with as soon as they got rid of Dan Mullen. But to be fair, people weren't super comfortable with Kiffin and what he is doing. You know, all the Twitter stuff, and it was just, people were wary of Lane Kiffin. I'll say that. Right now, that man is a proven winner. If you can win in Oxford, you can win just about everywhere. That's the way it goes. That is the way it goes. All right. Tickets to everything are expensive these days. And I know you're like me. You want to catch a big game or a concert, maybe even tickets to a show. Why not save some money every time you buy tickets? Visit TicketSmarter.com or use the TicketSmarter mobile app and use the promo code WCE10, that's WCE10, to save $10 on any order of $100 or more, or use WCE20, that's WCE20, to save $20 on an order of $300 or more. It's not a one-time sign-up bonus or anything. Seriously, every time you buy tickets, you can save money on already great deals. So do yourself a favor. Think smarter with Ticket Smarter. All right, let's go to our week four most likely underdog outright winners in college football. And I've got quite a few of them. We're not going to call this a round robin. We're going to change this up a little bit. But this is what I've got for this week. So looking at wrong teams favored, all that kind of stuff, I've got multiple games. We'll start off with ones that I don't feel as strongly about. SMU over TCU. So let's get down here and let's see where we are. Five factors has got TCU actually favored in this spot. 55% chance to win that game outright. The implied odds are 59% on that. So, little questionable there. But as far as stats go, the stats would have SMU favored in that spot. Utah and Oklahoma State, I don't even know which direction to go with that. Oklahoma State as an underdog covers and wins outright a lot. So it is what it is there. Rutgers and Virginia Tech. So that one is fairly interesting. And we're going to try and find it on the screen here. But, yeah, Rutgers and Virginia Tech is tricky. I guess it might not be on our screen. I don't know where to find that thing. But we'll do a search for it. I kind of believe in, I guess maybe the odds must have pulled that for some reason. Regardless, Rutgers is a 3.5-point dog. It's kind of sat there all week. The stats would have it Rutgers being favored in that game pretty significantly, but I kind of believe in Virginia Tech, so you know I'm not tossing it on as one of my favorites. Southern Miss and Jacksonville State. Jacksonville State can't stop anybody. Southern Miss has actually been pretty good. Tate Rodemaker, obviously their defense just got blitzed last week, but I mean you start looking at Southern Miss, and you know all of a sudden this team is not so here we go, 35.7% implied probability, and Jacksonville State is a 68% implied probability, but I've got it 52.64% Southern Miss, 47.36% Jacksonville State. So that's something to pay attention to. Virginia at Coastal Carolina, that one is interesting if for no other reason than all of my numbers have Coastal as the better team. I've got Coastal with a 58% or almost 59% win probability. And looks like the implied probability here is 41.67% on that one. So pretty large there. Baylor in Colorado. I mean, this is like a 1-point spread. So it is what it is. But I've got Baylor at 52.04% win probability, and the implied odds are 49%. So that is the way that goes. Cal and FSU. So Florida State's favored by 2.5. There's not a single number out there that would tell you that they should be a 2.5-point favorite. As a matter of fact, when it comes to the five factors plus talent ranking, Florida State only has a 25.86% chance to win the game, but their implied odds are 57%. So Cal, as an underdog, 47% implied, 74% win probability, according to my numbers. All right, moving along. Here's the ones that I feel the best about. And this is kind of ridiculous, but BYU at home, Saturday night, Provo, like, that's a spot that you don't want to get involved with. BYU has got, you know, Corby was talking about their top two running backs are down. That's not ideal. They're going to have to throw it a lot. I think that could work to their favor against Kansas State, because I don't think the Kansas State secondary is great. But you got to trust that BYU offensive line to keep edge rushers out of the backfield. So that one's going to be interesting. But as far as the numbers go, implied win probability for BYU, 34.48%. My numbers have it at 43%. So it's not great. It's not over 50%, but it's, it is what it is. Kansas and West Virginia. So this one is tricky because it's been sitting 2.5, and then it finally started moving when some of the bigger money guys got in. The implied probability for Kansas is about 48.5%. I've got them at 55.65% up here. So that's interesting. So, yeah, I would kind of like Kansas to win out right there. Iowa at Minnesota. A lot of people on Iowa here, and obviously Kirk Ferentz knows how to beat Minnesota. He knows how to coach against PJ Fleck teams. But when you look at the numbers, how interesting. I could have sworn it was on here. I updated these. I got them to pull last night, and I think that it didn't pull some of the games. Some of these games must have been off the sheet. How strange. This makes for great podcasting. All right, so Minnesota. Here, let's see. Minnesota at home against Iowa. We'll just pull up the sheet. You can only see half of it, but all right, so Minnesota favored by 3.86, and my power rating has them Minnesota -2. So, yeah, at home, that matters. The stats matter. Interesting. Interesting. Five factors plus talent has Minnesota number 49, Iowa number 43, but home field certainly matters. Home field certainly matters. All right, let's go back to this. I cannot believe. There we go. All right, so I've got it on here. So I've got Minnesota as a 48% implied probability, and 50.05% is their win probability for me. Let's do two more, shall we? Good gracious. Good gracious. This has turned into a disaster. But hopefully you guys will forgive me. Okay, Mississippi State and Florida. Does anybody trust Florida? I mean, I know that you can't really trust Mississippi State right now. But good gracious. There we go. All right, up here at the top. Florida implied win probability is almost 70%, 68.75%. I have them at a 51.42% win probability based on the five factors plus talent. Mississippi State implied wins 35.71%. I have them at 48.58%. Just throwing it out there. Mississippi State, you can get them at plus 195. Minnesota is plus 115. Kansas plus 110. BYU is plus 200. Those are the best numbers you can find on those right now. And the last one, Louisiana at home against Tulane. And that one is a 3-point spread. Actually, it's a 2.5 now. Yeah, 2.5 right now. But the best number that you can get on it is plus 120 in favor of Louisiana. Louisiana's implied win probability is 45.87%. I have them at 61.25% at home based on the five factors plus talent. So, and that's all weighted based on opponent, etc. So we'll see. We'll see what happens here. Tulane, not the most successful team. Not the biggest success rate team, but they can hit some explosives. Freshman quarterback on the road. There's certainly questions there when it comes to that. All right, we've been going long enough. We're at 24 and a half minutes or whatever it is. But let's check out where College Game Day is going for week number 5. And this one should be pretty easy, honestly. I mean, if you want the honest truth, there's not a whole lot to think about, right? We can look at Louisville going to Notre Dame. I mean, obviously, that could be a pretty big spot. It's a 2:30 game on Peacock, so it's not even going to be on NBC. So I doubt that ESPN makes that call. Illinois at Penn State. If Illinois beats Nebraska, and of course, Penn State takes care of business against Kent State, then maybe we could see that. I doubt it, though. Oklahoma State is going to Kansas State next week. If Oklahoma State gets by Utah, and of course, Kansas State handles business in Provo, then yeah, undefeated Big 12 title game preview, that kind of thing. That could be, especially for a team that is, well, a conference that ESPN owns the rights to, or at least part of the rights. But that game might end up being on, that one might be on Fox next week. We'll just have to see what happens with it. But I will tell you where game day is going for week number 5, and it's pretty easy. Georgia is going to Alabama next week. And, I mean, it's a top 4 matchup. It's on ABC in primetime. 6:30 p.m. Central Time, God's time zone. Is there really a question here? It'll be the first time they go to Tuscaloosa since Kalen DeBoer has taken over. Georgia looked a little eh. Both teams coming off of a bye. I mean, this one's easy, right? This one's easy. They're going to Tuscaloosa next week. Should be a good time. Should be a lot of fun. All right, let's go on and wrap this thing up. You guys have been fantastic. I appreciate y'all listening to the show. I appreciate all of you that are joining bettingcfb.com. Check out the BetUS College Football Show every Tuesday and Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Check out Chicken Dinner with Sammy P. I was on last night. You can get the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Check out Three Dog Thursday. It's right here on the channel. Me and TJ are having a blast with that. Along with that, all the other stuff that's here on the channel and on bettingcfb.com. I appreciate you for consuming the content because we've got a nice little community going on here. So I appreciate you guys. Hopefully you will tell your friends about the show. Like the videos. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Subscribe to the podcast. Leave a nice 5-star review. You guys know what to do. You guys know what to do. All right, with that said, let's go and wrap this thing up. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week.
Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. And make sure to leave a nice 5-star review. You can follow Gary on Twitter at GaryWCE. And the show is at Winning Cures. Be sure to check out the merch in our web store and share the show.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.